Fred Film Radio, when East meets West, Trieste, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the co-production market When East Meets West, and today I'm in company of the producers of Raphael, that they're doing a special pitch, radio pitch for us. They're presenting Raphael at this co-production market. Their name are Jelle Nesna and Reinier Sellen. I hope I pronounced them right. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So I promised to sing Raphael, but I won't. I'm breaking my promise. We were just talking about your production company, Wrinkle Film, and you just told me that it means...
Wrinkle is the Dutch verb for the sound that either a bicycle bell makes or money makes. And when people try to understand why our company is called Wrinkle Film, I always have to explain it's not about the money, but it's because our very first film is about a girl on a bicycle with lots of bicycle bells. So that's the explanation.
The name of that film was Wrinkle.
So you introduced to the possible co-producers and investors your film Raphael. So how did you get interested in this story?
I produce films that are often inspired on true stories because of my documentary background, I suppose. And I like stories that have their roots in real life because they are more important to me, and they handle topics and themes and messages that that I can relate to more than totally fictional stories or themes. And this specific story was actually discovered not by me, but by Jelle, my colleague. So he can actually explain best why and how we came to the story of Raphael.
Well, as you know, I'm also interested in those true stories, and you try. Late last year, as you all know, in Italy there was a big disaster on Lampedusa, and after that, in the aftermath of this disaster, they closed Lampedusa because of the horror you could see over there, but it doesn't mean that people will stop coming to Italy. Two or three years ago, in 2011, when the Arab Spring started, there was the first, or not the first, but a new eruption of violence in the Middle East, and people start coming to Europe, many of them through Lampedusa. And in that area, I was thinking about making a film about this human tragedy, but we want to make films for a large audience, and I couldn't find the right angle. So we didn't do anything, only thinking, well, this is a terrible thing that happens over there. And then one day I was watching TV and I saw a Dutch girl, I'm from Holland, and she was 7 or 6 months pregnant, and she was waiting for her Tunisian husband, who was denied access in Europe. And then I thought, this is a story. I mean, it's tragic in itself that she had to be there to get her husband out. And so we waited. We thought, this is a story. I told it to Reinier. And then we waited until they were home. And just after the birth of the baby, we contacted them and we went there with some baby clothes. And on their kitchen table, they told us their story, which was heavy and horrific in all details. It tells the story of a refugee who comes, but it was for most of all a love story, and we were looking at the happy end in the arms of the mother who the baby born with the name Raphael, and therefore the name of our film is Raphael.
You know what I think is important? It's a hopeful story, but it also triggers an enormous angry feeling of injustice within myself, and I suppose within Jelle as well. It's like, it's unbelievable that people that love each other are basically punished for that because they are not from the same country. And we want to make this film because it will hopefully communicate to people that normally don't realize that the political party, for example, that they vote on, that want to close the borders of Europe even more, are actually... That's the ones, those are the ones, those politicians, that cause our Europe becoming a fortress. And they see those refugees not as human beings, but as refugees that have like an economic they want to be economic refugees, but they don't. They just want to survive, basically. Or in this case, they want to be present at the birth of his son, in this case, and not even maintain to live in Holland, but just go back to Tunisia. And that triggers an enormous sense of injustice that we want to show in the cinemas.
I was thinking that actually through telling a love story that helps spreading this story to the general audience, it helps humanizing real people. It's a weird like saying humanizing about using the verb humanizing for people. But sometimes when you hear about, I'm Italian, I live in Italy, when I hear about these stories, they say they simply appear so far away from me, like they're not real people. They're far, I don't interact with them, so I don't think about their normal life. Mm-hmm. And through seeing this story, this could be like the real device, the way through we could tell people what is going on.
Well, I mean, Frontex, which is the guarding of who guards the Mediterranean Sea, those people on boats, they are heroes because they rescue people from the sea every day, day and night. They're on there, and I was on Lampedusa, and I was in the same bar on the corner near the harbor where all the bodies were. And then we, not at that moment, fortunately, what do you say? Fortunately for me, that was not the moment of the tragedy. I was there just, because it's not something you want to witness. But they are heroes. But behind those heroes is a European bureaucratic system who says that nobody is allowed, and they set out these people to work. But the system is that if the whole system in Europe is that that every country has to pick up the people that come to their border. And therefore, there is a sort of injustice in it. It's not that all people come to Italy, because many people come by airplane or other ways. But it's that if you make it so difficult to get to Europe, people starting to put their lives at risk only to cross that border. And there is a humanitarian question: that do we as Europeans want people to put their life at risk only to get to cross the border, or can we make it more easy and say, well, you can come, but you have to return in a month, and then they are there, and then you can... I mean, I do not know. I'm not a politician, but I thought there should be thought of alternatives that makes it differently.
May I add to that? Because we decided to work with a European public affairs company that is going to organize lobbying in Brussels for this project. And they really connected to the story and the fact that it's and a feature film and a novel and an educational program and a documentary, because they believe that this story basically brings across the message of the fact that refugees are real people that deserves an honest life without making a political stand, because that's not what we do. We're not saying it's right or wrong, we're just showing these are real people, and because you will feel along with them, you will want to be Nizar to be with the birth of his son. You have to be really cold-hearted not to feel that it's not right. And so they feel, and we feel with them, with this lobby company, that we can actually get people in Brussels convinced to support us in the financing and in the establishing of the project itself worldwide.
Speaking on financing and the reason why you're here, what are you looking for after pitching? Do you need more co-producers, distribution companies, sales agents?
Our co-producers are fortunately all set in Italy, Tunisia and France. We have distribution in the Benelux. We're looking for sales agents. We're looking for distribution in Italy. We're looking for funds. We have a financing strategy set up together with Daniele Mazzocca from Italy, who is the Italian co-producer. And as the film takes place mainly on Italy, he's a very important partner for us. And we're looking for Tunisia. Probably doesn't have really solid soft money funding. They don't have a funding system like we have, but we do need their support because we are going to shoot there. And also from the point of view of the story, the script, and the, I would say, the social relevance of the project, we need to work with a Tunisian partner anyway. And so our strategy is to finance the film starting now until November. It's an expensive film, €3.5 million, so we need that time. And then start pre-producing it and start shooting like in April 2015.
So good luck, that's all I can say, and I really hope to meet you soon and after watching the film.
Thank you very much. We hope so too.
Yeah, thank you very much, Neha.
And I want to thank again Yelena Esna and Rainil Selen from Wrinkle Film for the film Raphael. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from When It Meets West for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.